This is the Water Boys podcast presented by Crossing Broad. Hello, everybody. I am Coach Gary. With me, as always, Mr. Kyle Pagan. And
yeah, I just don't think you brought it that one.
I didn't bring it that one. Listen.
Do you want to keep going, though?
Your boy's hurting. Your boy's hurting this week.
Yeah.
For reasons you could probably guess, but I'm just hurting. Not alcohol related. Let me tell you something. 4th of July came and went, and the Phillies didn't play on 4th of July. What the hell? What the hell is with that?
Some people complained about that. Are Phillies like a national, iconic, America kind of team?
The Yankees also didn't play on 4th of July.
See, that's one I would say is worse.
Every team should play on 4th of July.
Okay, I could agree with that.
Like, it's pretty simple baseball. Like, just no one else is playing. Put your stuff on TV that day. And maybe market it a little bit. Maybe doubleheader. I don't know. Do something cool. Make it like a you're telling me it wouldn't have been a better weekend if you didn't have a nice little Phillies Mets matchup this week?
Well, that's the problem with series. That's the problem with the fucking MLB schedule. We don't play you guys for 45 days, and we're playing well right now.
It is stupid. It's very stupid. I'm glad we're not playing them right now because the Mets right now, bats are silent.
Yeah, but the reinforcements are coming back.
Reinforcements are coming. Max was back last night, pitched a gem. They couldn't score a run for him, though.
What'd you think about him buying that $7,000 dinner for those minor league guys and then buying them AirPods?
Look, I feel like I think it's a very normal thing where when they go down, usually they buy a dinner. From what I understand, what you read, as much of an asshole as he is on the mound, he's supposed to be a fantastic teammate in person. So I think it's pretty cool. I'm sure he's pitching for double A or single A at that point. A lot of those guys aren't even going to make it to the big league. Mm-hmm. So that could have been the highlight of their career. Being oh my God, the guy who caught for him, I caught Max Scherzer. Maybe he'll never make it to the Major League Baseball, but he'll always have that. I had a buddy of mine who was in MLB umpire school, and he got to call a Doc Holliday rehab start. And he's it's the coolest thing I've ever done in my life.
And I know Hernandez was his mentor.
I don't think so. He eventually was asked not to come back, but.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
For another day?
No, I think he just, I don't know. I think it's he did it for 3 or 4 years, and I guess it's harder to make than you think.
Well, he got out of it before the RoboWumps.
For you.
Of course it ruins baseball for you. Any job ruins anything for you. Who wants to be a referee? Who wants to be an umpire? The travel might be cool.
I feel being an umpire would be pretty cool. But
why? People hate you.
I think if you go back 10, 15 years, people didn't hate umpires as much as they do now.
No, I think they did. I just think it's more polarizing now because one thing because social media, umpire cards, and other things because they're wearing white wristbands
one day.
I don't care. They did it. Don't be
it
so bad at your job.
Just Joe West that did it.
The other guys. I mean, Aniel Hernandez sued the league over a discrimination lawsuit because they said he wasn't good enough because he hasn't umped a World Series in 15 years. Aniel Hernandez should be nowhere near a World Series.
He had another very blown call the other day. But I don't know. I feel like it's not a bad deal. I feel like there used to be respect the blue. But now it's respect the blue means so much more.
One of my favorite umpires ever, Eric Gregg, RIP. I think his son made it to
the
league.
Is he the black guy? The big black guy?
Yeah, he was the black guy.
He used to hang out at Philadelphia all the time?
Gave me my first ball ever.
There you go.
Shout out Eric Gregg. Love Eric Gregg. Okay. Loved. Past tense.
I think I met him at Chickies and Pete's at Veterans mm-hmm. Stadium.
Yeah, don't understand why he was always around Philadelphia. Maybe he was from here. It could be easy as
that. I don't know. I remember my mom saying, I remember going to a game with my mom being oh, no, that's Eric Gregg. Be like, fuck's Eric Gregg?
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Allegedly.
My first ball. No, he's dead. He's dead.
No, rest in peace then.
Yeah, rest in peace. But going back to the Max Scherzer thing, and I don't donation shame. That was a big thing during COVID where it was mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos gives $25 million. And you got the first tweet underneath it where it's that's only half a percentage point of his of his wealth and whatever. And it's okay, but he still gave it and you didn't. And no one else has. Probably doing it for the tax break and everything. There's probably so much to it, but he still gave it. You still have to give it. Now mm-hmm. I'm gonna get on Max Scherzer a little bit. Maybe it's because he's a Met. Maybe because I actually do believe this. AirPods?
$135
AirPods? Oh, AirPods are great. Don't get me wrong. But when you're making, what's his deal? $140 million over 2 years?
He's making a lot. The thing is, I guess you have to decide, what's something everyone would want. If you were really thinking about it.
A Mac.
If someone was to, okay. I mean.
Watch film.
Maybe they don't have Wi-Fi.
You don't think the Port Lucie Mets have Wi-Fi?
Some of the players may not. They don't get paid overly well.
Their living conditions aren't the greatest, but they've gotten better in the MLB, so I'm going to say they now have Wi-Fi.
My assumption is
people would go without food before they went out without Wi-Fi.
Well, you can only live 3 days without food, maybe 7 days. I think 3 days without water. I don't know what the conversion is on that. Anyway, I feel like I feel like a Mac at that point, it's not a great gift anymore, because realistically, who uses a computer as much as they used to? Everyone has a smartphone and they all connect. Looks like my camera just went out for no reason. It just went out for no reason. Now we're doing multiple angles. But anyway, I feel like it's one of those things where music is like such a big part of an athlete anyway. They all listen to music all the time anyway, when they're warming up, when they're working out. Yeah, maybe he just gave him an outlet to use it. Also, who is it? Carl Anthony Towns? He probably could have gotten a pair out of it too.
Why Carl Anthony Towns?
Someone just keeps losing AirPods.
Oh, Josh Hart.
Josh Hart. Just keeps... I just guessed.
Yeah.
Basketball player. Same team?
No.
No?
No. Same Trailblazer
team?
No.
Okay.
Breaking news, Schwarber just homered again. Holy shit, 375. Missed the exit velo on that one. That guy's on fire.
Now, are you concerned he's peaking too soon?
Shut up. Because if it wasn't July, this will come out July 7th. If it wasn't July 7th, I'd be like, damn, that Kyle Schwarber, man. June was great, you know, 25 home runs.
June 36th.
Yeah, now it's like June 36th. So as long as nobody changes the calendars in the Phillies clubhouse, Kyle Schwarber will always just think it's June. But it's amazing. I mean, Real Muto's hitting now. He's hit more homers in his last 36 plate appearances than he did in his first 254 at bats. Thank you. This is all coming from Bob Winkle. Thank you for actually shouting that out, because I would have missed that.
Yeah.
I was going to shout him out. Phillies relievers had the NL's best WAR and bullpen ERA since June 15th. Thank you, Bob.
Firing date?
Huh?
Is that the firing date?
It might be the firing date, actually.
Yeah.
Has it really always been like 21 days? It can't have been. Because they're 22-9 with him. Yeah, I think they're 22-9 with him right now. I mean, Rob Thompson, he's just dialing the bullpen at the right time. He's leaving Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot, where Girardi just wanted to move him from first to second to third to sixth to back to first. Like,
I think like certain people just understand that these guys just like need to know where they're going to be. Like, hitting is not easy. If they just know where they are every day, it makes it a lot easier. Like, do you ever remember Charlie Manuel being like, oh, you know what? Chase isn't hitting well. We're going to take him out of the three spot.
Yeah, we're going to put him in the seventh hole.
Yeah, just makes no sense. Just like, let him figure it out. Let him see his pitches.
No, and that was some of the articles that came out, and I think Bryce kind of did the professional answer, where he was like, you know, we're just utilizing the young guys, and they know where they're going to be in the lineup a lot. And other sources were saying that Girardi might have not been the greatest communicator with the young guys. Hey, why, you know, if you're Mickey Moniak, are you getting sent down, or why are you Bryce Sada if you're getting sent down? I mean, obviously they had some tough starts to the season, but you know, it's a lot of life. Like, think of how many fights you have with people, or how many things or fights you have with friends or your wife or your girlfriend that just get lost in communication. If we were all better communicators, life would be a lot easier. On Twitter, if we were all better
communicators. More. But it's funny, because I think like the same exact reasons is why he got let go with the Yankees. Like, the guy couldn't communicate.
Also couldn't win the big one, I would say.
Well, I mean, he won a World Series.
He had that whole Joe Torre's team.
no, that was just Money's team.
Joe Torre's team.
It was Cashman's team.
There was also that stuff where he couldn't win the big one. He had that challenging call against the Indians, now Guardians, where they lost a pivotal game in the playoffs. And I think people were kind of like Aaron Boone. If Aaron Boone does the same thing, they're winning. They're 15 games up in the
Aaron Boone's still there, right?
Aaron Boone is still there. Yeah, but he was getting, you know, almost the hook last year. So it's kind of going to be the same thing. New York, Philadelphia, Boston, all tough places to play. You got to show results.
You know what's the most frustrating about both these teams? Like, you know, the Mets are 5-5 over the last 10. It's not great, but like, look, you knew at some point they're going to slump, right? Like, it's going to happen. I'd rather do it now than in August or September. The most annoying thing in all of this is, what the fuck is with the Braves? Why don't they lose baseball games?
They're just like, I don't know. I'm trying to think who they remind me of. I guess the Nationals in 2019. Like, nobody that's like,
they're like
holy shit.
I don't know. I feel like they're somewhat like shades of like, here you go. Wanna go across sports? They're like shades of Baltimore Ravens. Like they're just like always good. Yeah. Always good. May not win, but they could beat you on any night.
But they're going to be there at least in the Super Bowl every 15 years.
And you just know, like, when around week 7, when the playoff projection chart comes up, they're going to be right in the mix.
Yeah. There's
no Braves for you.
There you go. That's a great comparison.
They're just a good team.
You got a basketball comparison?
No.
Karl-Anthony Towns?
Karl-Anthony Towns. Shout out a second time. hope you don't need AirPods.
Now, the thing is, I mean, Castellanos is even hitting now. The only thing is now, it's like, We play the Nationals, who are absolute dog shit. We play the Cardinals again, and if you know we play well against them and win a couple games, we'll be even further up in the wild card standings. Then we play Toronto, and at Toronto next Tuesday.
Yeah,
and yeah, a couple of these guys aren't vaccinated.
Oh, really? And that's still a thing up there?
It's so
Canada's
bullshit.
So funny.
And I don't even think this is a political statement when you say that. Like, why are 29 teams following what this one team in baseball's government has to say?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's probably just that the government of Canada is still mad they haven't gotten their cup back for a very long time.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they're just angry. And they're like, you know what? All those professional sports teams you have down there, we're going to make it really hard for them to play up here because we can't win our cup back.
And that's the thing, though. Like, what if they sneak into the wild card and the Yankees have to play them? So the Yankees, I think they actually got vaxxed. I think Judge and who's their other big guy? Rizzo or Stanton?
Rizzo's there. Stanton.
Stanton got vaxxed.
He's playing?
I think, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I just assume he's hurt.
Oh, you just assume he's hurt?
Yeah. I just assume Stanton's hurt.
I mean, if they're winning as much as they're winning without Stanton, that'd be wild. But, I mean, I guess they had to do that for the last 2 years.
The Subway Series has to be coming up soon, too.
But, like, I think of it kind of like the NYC mandate, where it was like the away players in Brooklyn and the Knicks could play, but if you weren't vaccinated in New York, you couldn't play. Obviously, the whole Kyrie Irving situation. Because it's like these guys, if you play for Toronto, yeah, you should be vaccinated. You're playing your majority of games in Toronto. But if you're coming for a three-game series and your country's 85% vaccinated, why would you think these guys are like super spreaders? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
If you're not going to get vaccinated right now, unless you're Trevor Story and you had to sign a $140 million contract so you got vaccinated, you're not going to get vaccinated.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe we're still talking. Like, again, like I just don't want to keep saying the same thing. I can't believe we're still talking about this.
I mean, I don't think it's going away
either.
I have such
COVID fatigue.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I'm just sick of it. I'm so sick of this stupid talk.
This stupid virus.
It's a stupid virus. Chinese virus.
It's a stupid virus. And you know what? That's my fault for bringing it up on the weekend of our independence. Very, very wrong of me to bring up a virus like that on our independence weekend. But how are we feeling? How are we feeling? It's what, July 7th? Trade deadline's coming up July 30th. You think we're going to have some competitive baseball between the Phils and the Mets in the next 45 days?
I hope so. I mean, the Phils are still 7 out, last I checked. Now, the Mets need to win tonight. They can't be losing games to Cincinnati. They're losing 3-2 right now. Can't be losing games to Cincinnati. I mean, you used Cincinnati 1-0 last night. It's disgusting. Although, I guess if the Phillies lose to the Nationals tonight, it's kind of an all wash, right? Because they're both pretty terrible. 1-1, it looks like, bottom of the fourth, 2 out. Or 1-1, man on first.
Washington, Garrett, is a hilariously bad team.
Like, yeah, they're bad. Well, so is Cincinnati.
Oh, no, they're even worse. But I can't tell you the last time I turned a game off because the Phillies were winning so much, and that was last night.
I feel like the Phillies like play the Nationals 95% of the time. I know that's not true, but I just feel like every time I like check, like they're just playing the Nationals.
It's the Sixers and the Charlotte Hornets. I feel like the Sixers play the Charlotte Hornets on a Tuesday in December 7 times
a month. It's just, and you know what I do? I turn it on and be like, oh, never mind. But I would have done that even if they were playing someone else. I'd be like, never mind.
It's the Eagles playing the Commanders week one.
Yeah, that's – well, you know what? And you know what? And they always have a hard time with that game too. That's the frustrating thing.
Always.
They never play
it. Come out and play hard first game of the season.
Dude, I think we're going to have competitive baseball. The Phillies are still 7 games out. I think the Phillies – are going through their hot streak at a little bit of a bad time. I'm sure they'll come back around. I think the one thing that will eventually have to rear itself is the Harper injury. So, you know, you know, it's everything's exciting right now. The Schwarber's not going to stay on a tear like he is. Statistics will show you that. If Castellanos heats up and Schwarber kind of regresses back, that's fine. And then whatever you're getting out of the bounce of the lineup, I think at this point it's just about playing just slightly over 500 ball and keeping yourself in the wild card.
And they're going to be buyers at the deadline.
Yeah, and so there's three teams in the NL East that are all going to be buyers. The Mets look like they're going to be going after a pitch, some bullpen arms, and a DH. So, you know, I'm excited to see what they do. I think the Mets getting back Scherzer and DeGrom within the next couple of weeks is going to be huge and should hopefully catapult them towards it so they can kind of hide some of these issues that they've been having hitting-wise with pitching. So it's frustrating that they've got letting it get a little bit closer, but like, you know, the tear they were on at the beginning of the year, it's not sustainable. It's 162 games for a reason, right? So I'm still optimistic. They have a 95% chance of making the playoffs. They only have a 48% chance of winning the division, though.
Really?
Yeah. They have the Braves with a 50-some percent chance of winning the
division. Holy shit, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And the
with
Phillies.
With DeGrom and Scherzer coming back, too.
Man. Yeah, and they had the Phillies at like 2-something percent to win the division.
So that's about right.
But look, I mean, well, seven games, it's not like it hasn't been done before.
Yeah, I think it was done last in 2007.
I think that's about right, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I was
right.
There.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think if my math checks out, 15 years ago.
And then what happened in the playoffs that year to them?
Well,
that was the get over the hump year.
Why don't you stop living in the past, Gare?
Oh, okay.
Hey, how was your 4th of July?
It was terrible.
Well, you know, you got to celebrate your independence, but
yeah,
it was better than Mayor Kenny's, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Mayor Kenny, I can't believe he said that. Like, I think it was clearly a Freudian slip, but it's just like, it was also so honest when he said it. I knew he was
very honest.
He's like, I just want to get the fuck out of here. He's like, I hate this job.
I want my politicians to be honest. I don't want them to be honest in a time of leadership when I need them to lie to me.
Now, hold on a second. There was a shooting on the Ben Franklin Parkway, correct?
Yes. Two cops shot. It was okay. Somebody was supposedly pulled over.
Okay.
There are also rumors coming out that someone shot into the air. I think they want us to believe that.
I saw it on KYW. They were talking about that on KYW, and there's I kind of tend bullet, to believe them.
The bullet landed in the guy's hat, the cop's hat. The bullet, yes. That was great.
I don't know if I believe that. Also, I'm pretty sure this is going to get a little inside guns here. If you fire a gun into the air, the terminal velocity of a bullet is actually not very high. So when it's shot into the air and it drops back down, the terminal velocity is not enough to wound somebody.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because two people
that's just math.
Two people in Oakland got shot in the A's stadium because people were celebrating 4th of July. People celebrate 4th of July in different ways. They fire fireworks and shoot guns in the air and they got some shrapnel.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. When celebrating the 4th of July, don't shoot guns in the air.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm brave enough to say that. So
put that on the letterhead of the Water Boys podcast.
It's also like, you know, we've all seen the videos of what goes on in the Middle East. They celebrate everything by doing that. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? There's some times that I look at things in this country and I'm like, what are we doing here?
Population density in the Middle East is a lot less than it is in the urban inner city. Yeah. So I agree.
Multiple wars will do that to your population. However, it's just, you know, bad look out of everybody. I mean, the one video was hilarious. The guy literally went to pick his rifle up, just dropped it on the ground, picked it back up. I'm like, that was hysterical. The guy literally was like, quit the clip and then just dropped his gun. He's like, whoops. Like,
are we talking about the Middle East again?
No, this looked like it was like in Baltimore or something. It looked like it was something out of, what's that movie? Show, The Wire. It just looked like they were at the towers of The Wire. There's just a bunch of guys shooting guns off in like a courtyard. Shooting into the air. Yeah, they have automatic weapons. I'm like, where are you getting these things from?
No way. I didn't have to see this video.
If I can find the video, I'll send it to you. We'll post it to Line. Just say, don't shoot guns in the air.
Put it on the letterhead.
Now, also, this whole terminal velocity of a bullet, I only read that on Twitter. So this is a disclaimer. Don't hold me responsible if you kill somebody by shooting a gun.
What I read on Twitter, I can't be held responsible.
Yeah, I can't be held responsible. Elon Musk, that's on you.
Can the mayor come back from this?
It'll blow over eventually.
You really think? I don't think it will.
I mean, it's tough because he said it. Then he had some response. What was his like response? Was like, let me be very clear. I love being the mayor of the city. Like,
yeah,
sure you do, bud.
It was a PR statement that it might as well have been written on a notes app.
But he also, look, I actually don't think he makes a bad point. I know for a fact every time I go to the movie theater, the first thing I do is think about what happened in Colorado. Every time I go to the grocery store, I think about what happened in Buffalo. I don't send my kid to school, but like, I would think about it all the time. Like, it's terrifying times. This stuff just keeps happening. So, like, if you're a public official, of course you're thinking about that, because it has to be front of mind, because it just keeps happening.
No, you're 100% right. The statement was right. The follow through was wrong.
Yeah, because he said it like it was nothing. He was like, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And it was like me working at like a summer camp in my job, like when I was in high school, being like, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Exactly. If like if during the financial crash in 2008, if you're like Lehman Brothers CEO and you're just like, damn, I can't wait till this company just goes under and I don't have to be here anymore. It's like, oh, wait, we're going under. It's like, yeah. But I mean, the double down was even better when Chris O'Connell was like, wait, you don't want to be married? He's like, yeah. It was it was basically me saying to my girlfriend, like, wait, you don't want to go to dinner with my parents? Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
It was also so funny because he was just wearing a fucking soccer jersey the whole time.
He's wearing a fucking Real Madrid jersey. It's like, how does the mayor of a major city not have an assistant that's on standby to be like, hey, mayor needs some slacks, mayor needs a dress shirt, or mayor needs a t-shirt,
or even just
mayor
accuse
needs
it. Toss him, accuse it. Make him look a little bit more pressure. But I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I just thought the whole clip was funny, because if you watch it, if you didn't know that was the mayor of Philadelphia, you would think it was like the mayor of Tabernacle, New Jersey, or something, being like, yeah, I don't want to be mayor anymore.
How's the mayor of Medford Lakes doing?
I don't know who the mayor of Medford Lakes is.
All right, well, hey.
I don't know. I mean, I had the colony. So, like, I'm from what I understand, the colony, look at this. We got our own little newsletter. Oh, man. The camera hates the newsletter. We got our own new, like, I think the colony isn't even, the colony club is more powerful than the government in Medford Lakes. So, from what I understand.
You think the Medford Lakes mayor likes his job?
Yeah, I don't think he has to do much. I think he just lets the colony do what they want. Now, we do have Canoe Carnival coming up.
Okay.
And that's a lot of drinking goes on in this. So maybe he's thinking, he's like, guy did die a few years ago. He drowned in the lake.
I wonder if he stays up at night a couple days before the Canoe Carnival and he's like, no casualties this year.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised. Like, when I heard that a guy had died, it's called Mardi Gras the night before everyone goes out and drinks on the lake. I'm surprised Mardi Gras wasn't shut down because some dude died. It takes one asshole to do it. He was drunk. He flipped this canoe. No one knew he was in there. It was nighttime on a lake. Died.
Only takes one asshole.
Wear a life jacket. Like, I understand you could swim. I'm a big guy. I look funny in a life jacket. But if I'm going to be inebriated on a kayak in the middle of a lake, I'm going to wear a life jacket because I don't want to die.
Turn over, I'll float.
Yeah, be like, I'll just be like, guys.
Just mirror
lights.
Now,
if I choke on my own vomit because I can't get out of the water, that's on me. I hope someone hears me, and I'm not making light of the guy who died drowning, because it is a very sad story, but I'm just going, hey, PSA, maybe put a life jacket on.
Guys like that, though, I feel like they'd want the canoe carnival to keep going.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That guy died doing what he loved.
If you could Ouija board him, he'd say, don't cancel Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Like, bring that to the mayor. Bring that to the mayor and be like, hey, mayor, I really think we got to do a seance. We got to purge the lake.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a Ouija board, but I just thought about it. It's like, well, what's the Ouija board say? Don't cancel Mardi Gras. Under any circumstances, you don't cancel Mardi Gras.
Thanks, Greg. That's Greg from the afterlife.
Yeah. His dying wish. He didn't want to say hi to his mom or his kids. He just wanted to say, don't cancel Mardi Gras.
I was down in Bethany Beach or Rehoboth or whatnot. It was cool. You know, two
never
days with Yoko.
Never
Yoko's
been to
family.
A Delaware beach.
Yeah. You know me, I'm a Jersey beach guy.
Seattle guy.
Just, you know, really just bad transportation planning for the Delaware beaches. You have to either go through Bumblefuck to get there, or you have to go through the towns. So I was Bethany, so I had to go through like Dewey and Rehoboth. Just takes a lot of time. This is me just kind of griping. New Jersey, man, you can get from Atlantic City all the way down to Cape May, no traffic in less than half an hour. They got it right.
Let me tell you something. This is completely unbiased. New Jersey has the greatest beaches in the world. It's not even close.
100%.
Not even close.
I do prefer the Delaware sand.
Why is that? Is it finer? Less needles?
I would say it is more supportive.
Oh, okay. Maybe more of a clay base or something like that.
I think so. It's definitely different. I think the New Jersey sand gets a lot hotter, a lot easier.
New Jersey sand gets hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely gets hot up here. But New Jersey has the best beaches in the world. Cancun doesn't even hold a candle to it.
I would agree 100%. Ibiza, yeah, fuck off.
There's just something about it. It's the best. Yeah.
Ocean City, New Jersey, Avalon, Seattle.
I actually would say Ocean City has the best beach.
Hmm.
In my opinion.
I don't know. I mean, a beach is a beach to me, but.
No, Atlantic City Beach is terrible. And Wildwood. You have to walk like 9 miles to get there.
That is true. You have to walk 9 miles to get there.
The people that walk their asses out there, by the time you set your stuff out, it's time to go home.
And you actually have to dodge the needles on the Wildwood sand.
Yeah.
I was coming home, and obviously with 4th of July, you party. And so yep. I was hungover a little bit and whatnot.
A lot of drinking, a lot of what,
but I, you know.
Mm-hmm. What were you drinking? What were you mixing up?
I'm on a high noon kick right now.
Noons are great. What's your favorite flavor?
Kiwi just got released.
Kiwi and guava are
guava
unreal.
Is very
passion
good.
Passion fruit, very good.
Yeah, the new limited edition ones are very, very good. I don't know how limited edition they're going to be.
I was going to say, those limited editions mean they'll be permanent fixtures mm-hmm. soon.
Stateside has their own. The lemon cucumber mint is very good.
I've heard those were good.
Don't agree that the price point is the same as the Noons when I'm in Philadelphia and they're brewed in Philadelphia. I'm sure there's a lot of economical.
Here's a question for you. Do you, when you go get Nooners, do you have to go to a liquor store?
Yes.
Okay. Not a distributor.
No.
But you can get White Claws at a distributor.
Yes.
Okay. So that just confirms that, you know, Nooners are real alcohol.
Yeah, well, Nooners are liquor, where
right.
Seltzers are malt based.
It makes sense. It makes you feel better about what you're drinking, at least.
Sure,
Nooners are the best.
Still a lot of preservatives, still a lot of sugar in them, and everything. You still wake up with a hangover that hurts. But I'm just saying. So, I don't know. I gotta really, you know, you sit in 3 hours of traffic. You know, some ideas run through your head. Some morbid, some good. What's the future going to be like? What did I do in the past? I think it's kind of
why are we here?
Why are we here? I think it's crazy. That we drive 70, 80 miles an hour on a highway, and we just trust people next to us, weaving in and out, being able to drive on that same highway, and nobody's going to do anything stupid. Now, I was hungover. I was still, you know, in good space. You know, some people are high. Some people might have not gotten the recommended 8 hours of sleep after driving, and I'm just supposed to trust
one
this guy.
Kid could have shit himself in the back and they're living a meltdown.
That is true too. Like
it's
I
the most distracting thing in the world, your kid screaming in the back seat.
So it's like I just could not believe that one wrong move on this on 495 95 whatever, and I
could kill you all.
I could be in the median.
Yeah,
I could be over the median.
It's crazy. I you know what, I actually think it kind of tends to it. Kind of tells you more than anything, driving is just really not that hard.
I think you're kind of right. Go straight. Turn
it's
just
not
turn.
That hard. It's really not that hard. You really don't have to turn that hard. Like a little movement gets you pretty good going. Like if you obey the speed limit majority of the time, you can be just fine.
You a defensive driver?
No. Well, I was in my heyday when I was driving for a living. Yeah, I was also driving a billboard, so I drove like a grandma, and that's kind of forced over into my life. I'm a big 5'7" over and just go for it. Yeah, I'm not in a rush anywhere. I hate feeling like I'm in a rush, so I always just leave early. I'd rather just be early.
I like being early.
Yeah, I just like I don't like being late, and I don't like being rushed, so I'd rather just go.
Yeah. I'm a defensive driver. Sometimes I would say I'm too much of a defensive driver. I see brake lights in front of me. I'm kind of like tapping the brake a little bit.
How's Yoko always as very a passenger? Aware.
Yoko and me are both the same. We suck as a passenger. I suck.
Yeah,
so I'm a shitty passenger seat driver. I admit it, and Yoko's the same way.
Yeah, I don't want to like shit on my wife because I wouldn't say she's a bad. She just, you know, like I just see out of the corner of the eye, like the whole. Yeah. Like, I'm like, ugh.
You do the thing where you press where the brake would be. You're in the passenger seat. There's obviously no brake.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're pressing. You're getting the shit handle.
It's
you're
because
like, we're
like
gonna die.
It's because like, I've driven a lot. Like I drove a lot because of work. I'm a big proponent. Like, just because there's brake lights doesn't mean I have to hit my brake. Like, sometimes people just hit the brakes. Like, if I'm starting to move in at a rate of speed, I know when to apply my brakes.
Yeah, I'm just a big. I want to be in control. If we're dying, I'm the reason why.
Okay, I mean that's fair. I mean, if you're the one driving, sure, that's just how it's going to be. But like, you know, I'm a big. I check a lot before I change lanes. I change lanes a decent amount. I'm not a weaver, no. But like I want to go at one speed. Mm-hmm. And I will just go around you. I will pass you on the right on the turnpike. I have no problem. I'll just right around you.
I don't know if trucks have always been like this, or maybe I've just recently noticed because I'm driving more, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of left-lane truckers.
See, they're not supposed to be there.
No. No.
And I say the same thing every time. I'm like, what are you doing over here?
Yeah. Like get in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Every once in a while, I'll be on the New Jersey Turnpike. You know how it splits and trucks can only be in the one section? Sometimes it'll just be a rogue truck on the car side.
Yep.
And I want to call the FBI.
1-800, how's my driving?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? Get off of my lanes.
Yeah.
Also, New Jersey drivers.
But I would take the truckers because they're typically good drivers or assholes. So they'll at least like sped up over the mom or the father and kids in a Honda Odyssey.
I'm
going
a big
65.
I'm a big go with the trucks guy, because even on the turnpike, in their own little section, they're still not supposed to be in the left lane. So you just got the left lane to cruise. Like, you're just gone.
Yeah. So that was my little,
I don't like driving on 76 though.
It's just too many stop and goes, too many random stop and goes. There's
76, the stretch from 295 that turns into the Walt Whitman Bridge in New Jersey. That's like, it's not that long. It splits off 676. You can go into Camden from there, where you're going back over the Walt Whitman to the stadiums. That stretch of 76 in New Jersey is the worst.
There's a stretch of 76 or Kings Highway, whatever it is, going into Philadelphia to get the Betsy Ross. You have to literally get off an exit and like go over three lanes to get to this exit as there's people coming off on their exit, merging over. It's like Frogger. But wild.
Some lady beeped at me today because we were going to merge.
Can't do that anymore. Can't beep anymore.
Why? Because I could shoot you.
That's what guns get drawn.
Yeah. So she beeped at me, and then she like, we get to a stoplight. She pulls up and beeps again. I just didn't even acknowledge her and flipped her off.
Wait,
and let her go.
You're next to her at this point?
Oh, she pulled up next to me.
And beat
She's
you.
Driving a Kia Soul.
She beat me.
She beat me again.
Trying to get your attention?
Trying to get my attention. And so I didn't look at her. I was just like, that had to ruin her day. She's like, that guy didn't even look at me.
I know.
And then if she had gotten out of the car, I'd be like, sorry, I couldn't hear your baby horn. Anyway, so we're making a merge, but hers is the lane that ends. So the onus is on her to merge correctly. I just kept going. I was like, that's what I was told her. I'd be like, look, right lane ends. I'm in the left lane. I have the right of way here. You better hit your brakes because I'll run you right off this road.
She's
racing. Yeah, I mean, I sped up a little bit to get around her. She was also dragging ass, and I wanted to get home.
Okay. All right. Well, no, then I'm okay with that, because if she was dragging ass and she's going to add another 5-10 minutes onto your drive, that's not fair.
Look, I've only been back in the office for like 3 days now. My personal race against the clock to get home is at an all-time.
And the rat race, baby.
Yeah,
I love it.
I just want to get home before 5:45. It's my goal.
Anything else on 4th of July? Fireworks or anything?
Fireworks. Dude, Medford Lakes. It's like living in downtown Baghdad. Good Lord. It was absurd. Like, not just that night. I've never heard more fireworks go off in a pub, in a residential area than I did this year.
Are we impressed by them?
You couldn't see any of them because they're all like little mini bio rockets. What's going on? Like, I'm telling you, I'm like sitting in my bed and I'm like, it sounds like there's a small firearms fight going on in Medford Lakes. Like, if you just took it and put it in a war movie, you'd be like, oh, that's what war sounds like outside. Now, what I do appreciate is when I lived in Tabernacle, random Wednesday night in August, someone would just start firing off fireworks. So I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Never happens in Medford Lakes. It happened a little bit on Memorial Day, and a lot on 4th of July. I can live with it. Look, I don't love it because my dog's afraid of it, and I don't want my baby to wake up. But at the same time, who am I to police your good time?
Mm-hmm. No.
And Medford Lakes puts it in our colony letter. Fireworks have to be done by 10 o'clock. Fair point. I think it's fair.
That is fair. I had a wild one on Tuesday. 2:30 in the afternoon, fireworks. Now, let's be honest. This is Philly, all right?
So, that's your gunshots.
And it was like gunshots or fireworks. These ones, you know, I'm trained to know
the
fireworks.
Didn't we say that's a game you could play?
It's a game you could always play.
You said shit or mud, and I was like, you'd also play fireworks or gunshots.
You can. Shit or mud is a great game. 2:30 fireworks don't really do it for me. It's still light out. Fireworks in general don't really do it for me. Never been a huge fireworks guy. It's these loud noises and colorful.
I like going to a fireworks event a year. Like, I enjoy them. Like, it's like I like fireworks. Like, who doesn't like fireworks? I'm anti-firework in Disney, which I think is not magical. But, like, I'm not going to wait with all those people to see something I can see at home for free. But it's like, you know, I still like it, the town I grew up in. They have what's called the RVL League, Rancocas Valley Baseball League.
Who could
they
forget?
They have the people can't forget, man. Southampton Merchants, the Vincentown Merchants, keep winning every year. Anyway, they have the fireworks display, and then they play a game under the light. It's great.
It is America. It's as just, American as an apple pie, but
yeah.
So is the MLB, and I don't know. I mean, the videos, never really got fireworks.
The videos of how bold people are with fireworks are crazy. The Roman candle fights are hilarious.
Fights are funny. I did see one that wasn't funny. And there was this guy that got out of his Nissan Altima through the roof.
He was just lighting people up.
And, you know, that's where I draw the line. If you're not doing it with your buddies.
All parties need to give consent to have a Roman candle fight. Because no one wants fireballs shot at him with no reason.
Listen,
the driver of the Sentra had to be dying. It's like this guy's, and he was lighting them up. That was a hell of a Roman candle.
It really was. I saw dudes firing fireworks out of construction cones, cones.
And then the kid didn't pick it up in time. Guy told him, you got to kick it off.
He did say that. He said, kick it off.
And he just got to fake that. I would love to see the after of that guy's face because his stupid haircut was gone. Like, he had Ron Swanson shades of the Little Sebastian to Memorial. His eyebrows gone.
Not proud to admit it. CIO had a little misep. Fireworks went to the side, and it looked like Bush was firing on Baghdad.
They're just firing missiles.
It was just firing straight off. It looked like the 48 hours that we all cared about, the Ukraine-Russia war.
Yeah, now it was the ghost of Kiev.
He was cool.
He was like cool. He turned out to be fake. Was your dad ever a fireworks guy?
Yeah, weird dude.
Do you remember, he might have been able to get them, do you remember when they sold real M80s?
So no, we were always a go to fireworks, never a buy the fireworks.
My dad, fireworks are
right. You paused there, and I didn't know if we were getting waterworks
My dad was a big fireworks guy, but fireworks are illegal in New Jersey, or were illegal in New Jersey. He used to give my grandfather, I have to think, thousands of dollars to bring fireworks back from North Carolina. And he would have packs of M80s, but he also had what was called a quarter stick, which is essentially just a quarter stick of dynamite. You would go out in our backyard the next day. There was legitimate craters the size of bowling balls in our backyard. And he was hammer drunk just firing these things off. And it was like, I'm surprised we never got the cops called on us.
Surprised my dad lasted as long as he did.
I really am. Like, I'm surprised. I'm surprised he didn't JBP himself and blow his hands off because he was just out there throwing quarter sticks of dynamite in the backyard.
Some dipsy do's, some dipsy don'ts.
With or without the scooter stick.
Nah, I mean, 4th of July is the best. Like, it really is. I mean, I was, you know, I appreciate the fireworks. I just don't appreciate the fireworks after July 4th.
Well, you can do it again on Labor Day. It's fine. I think Labor Day, Memorial Day, and 4th of July are three of the greatest holidays in the world. We already had this conversation. They're fantastic because it's all it is drinking and sitting outside. If you want to shoot fireworks off, go for it. But let's just not do it on a random Wednesday night in August or it's February and you're like, fuck it, I just found a quarter stick. I'm going to throw it outside and wake the neighbors up. Keep them to the summer on holidays surrounding drinking.
But
keep the videos coming. I want to keep watching you. I want to keep watching you almost kill yourself with fireworks because I think it's hilarious.
As long as it doesn't affect me or my family or like a mile around my house.
Yeah, don't light my house on fire with fireworks. I really wouldn't want that. Like, we were at one of the Medford Lakes beaches. There's just a bottle rocket on the beach. And I'm like, all right. Someone was having a lot of fun with these.
Now, Baker, I'm guessing, didn't get...
No,
firework action.
Dude sleeps through everything. It's the best.
That's awesome. Well,
dude, just dead to the world.
If Baker ever wanted to trade, I don't know, let's give a hypothetical. If you ever told Baker that the Sixers wanted to trade Tyrese Maxey for Kevin Durant, how do you think Baker would react? Would he cry?
I think he'd ask, what's basketball? Because there's no basketball in this house. He'd be like, Dad, what are the Sixers?
You saw the video of that little
kid,
right?
I saw, like, I didn't watch it. I was like, oh, Sixers content? Skip. I know he was crying. I get the basis of it. What you're asking me is, would I film my kid crying to try and get him a jersey? Yeah. I don't think I would film my kid crying if it was egregious, but I don't think I'd post it online.
Like, send it to your group chat. Like, look at my fucking look at this pussy idiot. Kid. And what an idiot. He doesn't want to trade a top five player for Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, really. I mean, I sent a video to my sister of him falling down the other day because it was hilarious, but he was fine. But it was just funny. Like, he just ran away and just bumped the couch and went down. I'm like, that's hilarious.
I don't know if it's like bad or good. I haven't really decided yet if parents filming their children doing stuff like crying, or we had that kid where he got the ball, taken from him at the Dodgers. Then he tagged like the Dodgers, the MLB, the Phillies, all of that stuff.
That
a little
guy.
Different, but he was in the end looking for a ball. This guy wasn't necessarily looking for a jersey, but Tyrese Maxey seems to be giving him a jersey when he quote tweeted it. It's just weird. But I think the weirdest part about it was this was this dad's first tweet ever.
He's clout chasing. He goes viral on the first one. Twitter's over for that guy.
Unless he deleted all his tweets because the video was going nuts. He's been on Twitter for the last 2 years, probably just following people and reading news like a lot of people do. But to be like, I don't know when I want to send my first tweet, but all I know it is it has to be a banger.
It has to be my kid
being an idiot and thinking that Tyrese Maxey is better than Kevin Durant just because he has this love and affection for him, which a lot of Sixers fans do. Just a weird one to tweet first.
It is a weird one to tweet first. I mean, I don't think I would do that to my kid. I feel like I would feel bad. Although, I'd also be like, you're being ridiculous. You're crying over a guy who makes millions of dollars. Can go make millions of dollars somewhere else. You'll understand one day, kid.
See, I think you would tweet your son golf clips.
I don't know. I don't really tweet a lot out about. I don't really tweet a lot of sun content out.
It's not your brand.
No, I just like, you know, I'll tweet a picture of me and him out every once in a while, but it's, you know, I don't want to post my kid all over social media.
You like to keep your and Baker's relationship private. I like that.
I mean, for the most part, my life in general is fairly private. Like, if I tweet anything, it's usually a joke and maybe a retweet.
No, it is, and it's. You're missing out on like $1 million opportunities, and I think you're okay with that, but I'm just letting you know. I mean that.
Oh, I don't care.
The father.
We're rich
son,
in love.
We don't care about material things.
Yeah.
Only Papa's irons and his putter.
Yeah. Daddy needs a phantom. Maybe I should tweet that out. Picture him. Just that Scotty Cameron. Daddy needs a phantom.
No, the funny thing is, it's just like all the like. So like the kids that I are with this weekend for Yoko's got two nephews and one niece.
Uh-huh.
You kind of see what they watch, and like YouTube is really big with them. You know, they're watching like family content, and I was actually interested. I was like, why do you like this? Because obviously I was trying to watch it. It's god awful.
But what are they watching?
It's like we pranked the twins or something like that. So like the twins were like supposed to not be jumping off their bed, and they jumped off the bed. The parents had a hidden camera in the bedroom to watch their kids jump off the bed. Then they reprimanded them. All big joke. Sounds really weird when I say it out loud. But I said, hey, why are you watching this? And she was like, well, they're twins. I'm a twin and I like it. And I was like, you know what? It was actually a better answer than I thought. I thought it was because it's just mindless fucking drivel.
We let Baker watch TV for the first time this weekend.
Is he just like...
No, he actually wasn't. Like, he'd probably give it to like 15, 20 minutes at a time. He was down a little bit this weekend, so we hooked him up. We watched Moana.
Oh, man.
It's great. It's a great movie.
That's a great first movie for that kid to watch.
To not remember.
It's kind of like that guy's father tweeting out that first video and it being an absolute banger.
My first tweet is, "You're pure pain."
Dude, that kid's going to remember that when he's in a psychiatrist's office at 16.
That kid was also older.
He's 8.
He'll remember that.
He looked big for 8.
He did look big for 8.
I was like, why is this 15-year-old crying?
Big Tyrese guy.
Yeah. Trade Tyrese for Kevin Durant, please, if you're out there. That kid will never be a GM because he lets emotions get in the way of his...
Do you think Kevin Durant's actually coming here?
No, not at all. No, he's going to the Warriors. He's going to the Celtics or maybe Utah.
He goes back to the Warriors. That'd be so funny.
He probably will. They've already... supposedly, the players have already contacted him. And they have Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman. They have Jordan Poole if they want to... Yeah, I mean, they'd be stupid not to. They'll go win two more. That's all I have for the roundup before we do.
Yeah.
Top five.
Yeah, you want to do top five? You explain top five this week because I actually like your premise.
Yeah, so I'm making the leap. I'm moving in with Yoko.
Now, I thought you guys already had a place lined up.
No, so I'm over here right now at her joint, but like, because it's just easy. You know, I'm here probably like 2 or 3 days a week. She comes over sometimes and blah, blah.
So what's
blah.
What's your roommate doing right now? He's just posting up on his own?
Dude, roommate's got a place down on Wildwood. That kid never comes home.
Oh, okay.
He's got a maid down there.
Good for him.
North Wildwood too, not the shitty Wildwood or Wildwood Crest. Yeah, he's can do whatever he wants.
He's up by that Wawa.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes, that Wawa's
right
awesome.
Right over the bridge. That Wawa's right there,
right into Avalon. Yeah, can't beat or Stone that. Harbor, I guess.
Can't beat that.
So yeah, so I'm biting the bullet. Schwarber just homered again, by the way.
Good for him.
Just homered again.
Good for the kid.
So I'm moving in with Yoko. So we're obviously looking at places right now.
Now you're staying in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One more year in the city?
I did look the other day, and I said, hey, maybe we should think about leaving the city. And then I just kind of laughed to myself. I was like, you're not fucking leaving the city.
I got to tell you something. Somehow, you talked about it because you went to MGK. I found myself on the waterfront the other day in Camden. Those apartments over there right next to American Water are really nice.
They are.
You just got to be willing to live there.
Yeah. That's the thing. You can build beautiful apartments in North Philadelphia, but you just got to be willing to live there.
I also think like that area would be kind of sweet to live in. Now there's like one bar. You go to every concert and the ferry's right there at least to go back into the city and the fun part of the city, right? Because that's old city, so that works out. But I'm not sitting here trying to convince you to move to Camden, but it would be pretty cool if you did.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll let Yoko know. So Gary just bought a house. So sure he kind of has been, you know, doing this. So we're going to do the top five things you look for when you're looking for a new place. And Gary, I started last week, so. You got it.
So my whole thing when we were buying the house this time, old house, no master bedroom, like didn't have a master ensuite bathroom. That was a must have in the new house. That would be my first one. I was looking for a master bathroom.
Hmm. Important. So jacuzzi tub?
No. It's just a walk-in shower, toilet, and a sink. And then our walk-in closet's actually off our bathroom, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
You wake up, take a poo, brush your teeth, get dressed.
Okay. So obviously these are going to be really different. I live in the city. Gary lives in the suburbs. He's a 2-time homeowner now. I'm like a 6-time apartment renter. I'm like Jordan.
I've had a fair amount
90s.
Of apartments in the day too. So I have some apartment takes.
All right. Cool. I have no house takes. Okay.
Okay.
Don't know what that's like.
Find a good lender. No, I'm sorry.
You're going to really want a 3.1% APY.
Lock that in early. Lock it in. You and gotta make buy points.
And you can't ever get too good of an inspection, okay? So make sure you get the inspection. Hey, tell them to look twice.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to ask. Seller's credits are big.
My first one, a cool bar nearby. That's very important to me.
Okay.
Just one that you could slide down, get a quick beer. Doesn't have to be crazy. Doesn't have to be divey. Could be right in the middle if it has a game or two on. Like, it doesn't need to be like, you know, you're not going there to watch the NCAA finals or the Super Bowl, but you're going there to watch, hey, the Phils are on or the Sixers are on.
Yeah. When I lived in Medford off Main Street on Bank Street, it was nice because right around that time is when all the little breweries started opening. And then we had Braddock's. Braddock's is a much more higher end, you know, restaurant, but it has a nice little bar. We utilize that a lot. It's nice to have a bar right. It was in walking distance. And you know where I live, having a bar within walking distance.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's big time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, any bar in the city that you can find, you know, $5 Miller Lights, maybe if they have good food, like that's even just more clutch, maybe a good breakfast, maybe some good wings.
If you have a good specials. Breakfast place, it's kind of the key. Mm-hmm. If you can get a good breakfast place, like you can get a long night out, I'm going to hit breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Good bar. That's very important to me.
Having a good bar one. Parking. Okay. Your ability to park was big for me. When we lived on Bank Street, we had street parking, but there was also just a massive parking lot behind one building that was public, so I always parked there. And then the other places where I was in Michigan when I was renting, and they had good parking.
Parking's never been huge for me. I will find a parking spot.
I don't – maybe it's because I've never lived in like a city, and then when I lived in Boston, I didn't have a car, so it didn't matter. But if I had a car, I wouldn't want to have to park it and then like walk 6 miles to my house. That would piss me off. There's no reason to have a car at that point.
Yeah, that there you're.
And I don't want to pay for parking either. That's the other thing. I don't want to pay for it.
Parking here is insane.
So my recommendation is don't live in the city.
Yeah, I mean, parking. I mean, I haven't driven a car in 4 or 5 years, but I do use the girlfriend or do use Yoko's car. So, like, mm-hmm. I do have to have my fair share of parking. Yeah. But I have been lucky. I've lived in Fairmount, which is not a terrible place to park. If I lived in South Philly, now we're talking about, you know, a
Fairmount,
different kind of.
Fairmount Park comes up in one of Baker's bedtime books.
Does it?
Night, Philadelphia.
I know I live in Fairmount. Fairmount Park's probably like another like 5 miles down the road. Huge. Yeah. But awesome. Yeah. I like that, though.
Yeah.
This one might surprise you. Natural light.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you're a big lights guy, lights off guy.
I love natural light. Lights off, perfectly fine. I'll probably be a terrible dad. Like, who the fuck left this light on? You don't pay the bill. You
know, I went on a witch hunt the other day trying to figure out who changed the thermostat. My wife's like, I swear I didn't do it. And I'm like, it was the babysitter. I know the babysitter changed the thermostat. Why is it 72 degrees in here?
We never heard it 72.
It's a consistent 68 in this house.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
The freezer box.
I'd rather be cold than hot.
No, I'm the complete opposite. I'd rather be hot than cold.
You're absolutely wild. Natural light's not a bad pick, though.
I think natural light during the dog days of winter when it's gray. I think it's so important.
The only sad part about that is that natural light goes away at like 4 o'clock at some point.
That is sad.
Yeah, that makes it a little bit sadder. Trying to think here. If I want to go apartment or I want to go house. Apartment. So my whole thing is if I was going to rent an apartment, and I know money is one of those things where you're like, it just can't look like I'm renting somewhere from the 1970s. Like, I can't
updated
do it.
Appliances, like, I like that.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. I need updated appliances. You can have shitty cabinets and counters, but just give me stainless steel like appliances so I can like feel like I have something nice.
Shitty cabinets, I'm okay with. I need a granite countertop. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Oh, you were rich. Well, you had that bar, so.
Had a bar. That was Douglas fir. Maybe oak. Or
most likely. So, hold on a second. I was thinking about this a lot. Douglas fir is just a type of Christmas tree. I think what she means is pine.
Sure.
Maybe considered pine wood.
Pine or oak. Pine or
Someone
oak.
Someone describing pine as Douglas fir just whack out. I think me and your mother need to have like a conversation about agriculture or horticulture.
It was. No, a board.
An arborist?
An arborist. Yeah, there you go.
And I think horticulture is also.
It's plants.
Trees are plants.
Is
a tree a plant?
Hot dog a sandwich?
Put it on the pole. Is a tree a plant?
Fuck. I guess because a sapling, so it probably is a plant.
Sapling's a sapling. Tweet that out. Right now, actually. Just tweet it out from the Water Boys account as a poll.
Okay.
Is a tree a plant?
It definitely was oak, but I did look up like types of wood before we came on, and Douglas fir just looked like the base. That looked like the bar wood that I grew up with. And it was probably stained after 20 years, and it was totally wrong. But that's why I just
Douglas fir is pine.
I just wanted to think people thought I was rich. I wanted to put on a shot of fruit.
I just like the fact that you just like Douglas fir, famously a Christmas tree.
Yeah. What was your last one? Updated appliances.
I want updated appliances.
Modern appliances. Nothing wrong with that. Dishwasher.
Yep. That's actually a really good point. The one when we were in Medford, we didn't have a dishwasher and it was brutal.
Really?
Yeah. It was brutal.
Okay. Well, I don't mean to one up you, but I'm going to one up you. Living in Temple, junior year, in a place with four different dudes who did not give a fuck about washing dishes.
Yep.
That was my hell.
My first year at college, we had a dishwasher, but like it was four of us in one thing. It was two basketball players, two lacrosse players. We didn't get a cent of our security deposit back. We destroyed that place.
You don't know how much you want a dishwasher until you don't have a dishwasher.
I mean, Kyle, I'm talking about I would turn the corner. I had the one kid that would smoke cigarettes in our apartment. and he would just put his cigarettes out in piles of ketchup from like meals he's eaten. And they would sit there for weeks. Just be like, this is so gross.
Athletes are the grossest people in the world because one, because you don't have a lot of time. So you do maximize your time. When you do have time, you don't spend it cleaning up.
No.
Three, you're just always sweaty, always dirty, always smelly.
Our apartment reeked because it was basketball and lacrosse. So like we both had training in the first half of the season. like the first semester, and then they went right into season. Then when their season wrapped up, our season wrapped up. We had stinky lacrosse pads and stinky, just a lot of stinkiness going on.
Yeah, lacrosse bags are terrible. Basketball gym shorts are terrible. Yeah, dishwasher. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Is a tree a plant? I'm gonna say no. Saying no. First vote, no big deal. My next one is no carpet. I don't want any carpet. If this is an apartment, I don't want it to be carpeted because it's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. 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 People.
It's also like if I spill something, I don't want to have to clean carpet. I'd rather just be able to wipe it up and call it a day.
Also, this is a little apartment hack for anybody. Anybody that tells you, any property management company that tells you that they're going to deep clean the apartment, they are not going to deep clean the apartment.
Some
if there are cats.
With a Mr. Clean magic eraser.
You're exactly right. They will Swiffer it to the best of their ability. They will paint it to the best of their ability, and they will clean it to roughly 60% of the best of their ability because they have 100 other apartments behind you. So if the person has a cat before you, don't rent that fucking apartment. I don't care if you love it. You'll be finding cat hair until you move out.
Yeah. Like the people who bought my house, my old house, like I did my best I could to get all the dog hair out of here. I guarantee that house is still cut. Like, I'm never getting a dog again. I'll be picking dog hair off my clothes for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that is one thing that you forget when you don't have a dog that, like, holy shit, do dogs shed? And does dog hair get everywhere? A
lot of hair.
Cats get a lot more shit for it, but dogs are just as
bad. My dogs are terrible. There's just hair everywhere. Room is a necessity.
My next one, exposed brick.
I think it's actually my turn.
No, you just did carpet.
Oh, okay. You had exposed brick.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Uh-huh.
Chicks dig exposed brick.
It is hot. Now, people, do you want like the standard red brick too?
It can be anywhere.
Okay.
As long as you got it. I have it in my apartment now. I have it behind the TV, so it makes me look so classy. Yeah. I didn't do jack shit. I just put the TV in front of it. Then I also have it in my bedroom behind my headboard, so it makes me look even classier. Like, does this guy work for a Fortune 500 company, or does he work for Crossing Broad?
Where did he get all this exposed brick?
This guy's a millionaire. The first thing people always comment is like, ooh, exposed brick. So much has actually become a joke now.
Yeah. So my buddy, when he was looking at houses, there was one house that he looked at, whole kitchen, exposed brick, like the backsplash, exposed brick, nice butcher block. The house wasn't even expensive. It was before the market rise. Inflation was under control back in the Trump era. No big deal. No, I'm kidding. Not a political statement anyway. Anyway, but like it was just a beautiful kitchen. He decided against it and went with some like lame house. I was like, what are we doing here? You had a shot.
Yeah.
But exposed brick is nice.
I promise you, the first thing those people that his friends would have came over and would have been like, that's some great exposed brick in your kitchen.
Kate always wants to paint it. She always wants to make it. I want to whitewash it. I'm like, I feel like the red brick looks nice.
I'm going to be on Kate's side on this one. I think white brick looks nice if you do it well.
I know, but like, whitewashing red bricks a lot. I feel like the red looks nice.
I don't have to do it.
Overhead lighting. That's my next pick.
That's a very grown-up pick of you.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Lamp management, not my strong suit. I'd rather just have it built in.
Yeah, overhead lighting is very important. I'm rocking with lamps right now. It's not fun.
Yeah, because then you got to find the switch that actually works them. Mm-hmm. I know my switches just work my overhead lighting in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my final one. Laundry. This isn't New York, people.
In laundry. You want laundry in the
apartment. I want in-unit laundry. We don't have a laundromat on every corner like New York does. Put a laundry unit in the damn building.
Interesting.
Any property managers that might be listening or any house flippers that might be listening, if Chip and Joanna are listening, put a laundry unit in every apartment, every house you build from now on.
It's not a bit, but I mean, I remember doing laundry is the worst. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to just go ahead and tell this story. When I moved to Michigan by myself, my apartment didn't have laundry in it. I would just wear underwear and throw it out because I didn't feel like doing it. I didn't feel like walking to the laundry.
Are you serious?
I would just go buy a pack of Hanes underwear and just wear it, throw it out. Be like, nope, that's it. Maybe be able to get 2 days out of one pair. I was like, I'm not doing this.
2 days out of one pair?
Maybe. Really depend on
you
how
ever go
was
three?
That day.
Be honest.
I'm sure I had, and I might have gone four on some. Who knows?
That's economical, baby. Yeah, I love that.
Look, wear them a couple times, toss them. I was done with it. Not that expensive.
Where did you toss them? Like in your trash can, or like sometimes you go to the trash can down the street, like a public trash can.
No, I'm sure the people, if anyone ever audited my trash, be like, why does this guy throw so much underwear out? Must have IBS.
I mean, my buddy who lives in New York is like, oh, what'd you do today? Every Sunday, it's, oh, you know, I just spent the last 4 hours doing laundry.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. It's a
joke. That's a Sunday thing in New York.
I was walking my kid the other day, and we passed the laundromat because we do have one in Medford Lakes. And I was just like, imagine having to go to that.
You just tell them that's where the poor people go?
No, I just was like, I remember saying to my wife, I'm like, no, like, if I ever had to go to a laundromat, I think I would just put a bullet in my brain, be like, that's it.
You're 100% right. The going to a laundromat, because in freshman year of college, your school was too cheap to have more than one washer and dryer. That was like when I was people when
just,
I knew.
The college ones are the worst. Like when you do a shared apartment complex one where it has people just leave their shit in the dryers forever.
Yeah.
I was probably guilty of it multiple times.
I'm guilty of it right now.
But it's just like, you know, it's in there right now.
No. I do it every week.
My last one's very specific. I've always wanted this, and it somehow worked out that I got it. I always wanted a covered porch with fans on it.
I knew this was going to be one of yours.
I wanted a covered porch with ceiling fans. I lived in that apartment in Medford, and the people across from us had this beautiful porch, and they had fans, and they would sit outside, and they'd have these fans on a hot summer night with a good breeze the whole time. I'm like,
with the rain?
I'm like, that's just got to be the best. Now I get to do it, and it's the best. It really is.
And yours faces the street, so you get to watch all the cars go by.
If this, you get a good storm rolling in, you get the lightning all around it. Last night I was sitting out there, I saw two foxes. It was awesome.
Man. Did you feel like you made it?
I do. Sometimes I do.
That's awesome.
The last thing I want in my house is I want to pave my driveway. At one point I want my driveway paved.
Yeah. Okay.
Because rock driveways are a pain in the ass, but I will do that eventually.
Yeah, you're a double rock driveway guy.
The first driveway I had was massive though, so it didn't really bother me that much. This one's a lot smaller.
You're right.
But the house is much bigger.
I got a couple honorable mentions if you do. Yeah.
Go ahead.
High ceilings. Love high ceilings.
High ceilings are good. We have good ceiling heights in this house versus the old house. You've been to both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That room you're in right now?
Yeah.
We could get a little bit higher.
Well, this is a basement.
Yeah. Well, we could just get a little bit higher. I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is a basement. So
no need to handicap, you know.
Well, there's the one side on this, like this side's fine. The half room, very small.
The side that I was standing under where I was hitting my head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not good to be 6'5", Kyle.
You're right. TV wiring. Make sure all of your major rooms that are going to have TVs have an outlet for a TV. Found that out the hard way.
Were you just saying a cable hookup?
Cable hookup, yeah.
You still using cable nowadays?
Roommate works at Comcast, $40 a month.
That's fair. Okay, you can't really beat that. My whole thing with TVs is just cable management. I hate when people hang their TV up and you can just see the wires. Like, I've gone through extensive work to try and hide the one I put over my fireplace, and it's not perfect yet, and I'm not done trying to perfect that. Like, I see it every day. Like, everyone's like, oh, the TV looks so good, and first thing in my head, I'm like, I see a fucking wire, though.
Would you rather live in a house that's 72 degrees or with one that has TV wiring never?
72 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The TV wires drive me insane. The reason the flag up is up behind me because I have a wire hidden behind it. That's the only reason that flag is there. Like, I know it looks shitty, but like, I don't want to see the wire. So I'm like, I'd rather put this flag up.
Oh my God. All right. We got like 10 minutes left. What's trending?
Oh yeah. There was some good trending stuff on here. Sunny Delight was trending just for saying, if you say Sunny Delight, they'll say it back. So I just want to let you know that if you wanted to do that, Henry Winkler was fishing today.
Okay. Catch anything?
He did. He's had a perfect end of a perfect day, and he's holding, looks like a trout.
Wow.
He looks old too.
Sad.
Scott Adams, the creator of the cartoon strip Dilbert, draws parallel between young male mass shooters and those who die of fentanyl overdose.
Okay.
So cartoon strip artists are connecting the dots of mass shooters and fentanyl overdosers.
Sunday comics and sometimes, unfortunately, Sunday stories.
Dilbert's not even a top five comic.
Dilbert would shoot up a office, though.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go. Aaron Rodgers got his first tattoo.
Yeah, what'd you think about it?
Had kind of LeBron vibes, I felt.
with the two lines.
Yeah, it just kind of had LeBron vibes.
I just feel like he's the guy who hangs a tapestry up in his room. You know, the girls that always did that?
Yeah, he's gotten, like, really into, like, I just feel like he's, like, into psychedelics in his later years.
Well, no, I mean, well, his new girlfriend is a supposed witch. She denies it, but that's what a witch would do.
Wait, she's a witch? I was reading the next trending thing, and I wasn't really paying attention, so he's dating a witch?
She has been accused of being a witch. Or,
by whom?
By whoever's the anti-witches group. Who's the last girl he just dated? She was weird. She ate her own clay. She ate clay.
She didn't eat clay.
She was an actress. Olivia Munn was even weird. She's probably the most normal one, but she got him to separate from his family.
Yeah.
Danica obviously sold crystals or loved crystals or whatever.
Crystal seller, yeah.
He's a weird guy. And maybe the winters of Green Bay will do that to you.
He doesn't live in Green Bay in the winter.
Well,
although I guess he does live in the Green Bay. Never mind. I take that one back.
He's also from upstate California, I'm pretty sure. So
yeah, he went to Cal.
Cal Berkeley. I mean, there's some weirdos that come out of there.
Nick Cannon's trending. Rapper and television
host. Another kid?
No. Rapper and television host Nick Cannon is referenced after Insider reported that Elon Musk allegedly had twins last November with one of his top executives. I don't know what that means.
So Nick Cannon
uh-huh.
has been producing kids like Kyle Schwarber has been producing home runs.
Oh yeah, he's spreading seed, right?
Yeah,
that's his whole thing.
I think he's
everywhere.
Like he's got like 9 or 10 now. I think it's like 4 or 5 other women. But he had one with one woman, as he had twins with another woman, and I think they came out within like 4 months of each other, 2 months of each other, 6 months of each other. Way too close to be having twins. But I think maybe his baby mama now just had a kid and is now pregnant again. I mean, that guy has super Antonio Cromartie semen.
Well, I mean,
seed.
All time clip. Antonio, he's like, I got one kid with her, 6 with her, 3 or 4 with her.
Good name them all?
All time. Mm-hmm. All time.
That whole Hard Knocks season was awesome. Let's get a fucking snack.
Yeah, let's get a fucking snack. Last one, trending. My best friend in the world, Baker Mayfield. The Cleveland Browns are trading a quarterback, Baker Mayfield, to Carolina Panthers for a 2024 conditional fifth-round pick. Not the greatest return for Baker.
Sorry.
Did I lose you there?
No. My fat fucking thighs hit the mic cord to my headphones. So
yeah, so Baker officially a Carolina Panther. Your thoughts?
Got to be awkward for Robbie Anderson. After he commented no on the Instagram during the rumors that Baker was or that the Panthers were interested in Baker, you're so much a Baker guy that I think it kind of gets brushed under the rug that I'm not a Baker guy because I didn't want him for the Eagles. I think he had a really bad torn labrum last year.
So I was looking at his stats previous to the last year. Not so much his rookie year, but the two years in between last year and his rookie year. If I read you those numbers, you would take them as Jalen Hurts numbers this year. I mean, I think he had 28 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions at one point.
He had a very good year, the year that they almost beat Chad Henne to go to the Super Bowl. And everyone picked him for the Super Bowl last year. But the thing is, supposedly he's not the greatest locker room guy. Supposedly he's not the greatest, you know. He can't really throw over the pocket. He gets a lot of balls batted down.
He has a rifle though. So hold on a second. Here it is. In 2020, he had 3,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Yeah, he had a good year.
And then the year before that, now this isn't in 2020, in 2019, he had 22 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. Not great. But in 2018, this is his rookie year. 27 touchdown passes, 14 interceptions. It's pretty good for a rookie. 3,700 yards. Look, I mean, look, if I were to tell you right now, even if I were to tell you right now, Jalen Hurts was going to go out and throw for 3,700 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions, would you take that?
I would take that. And yeah. He would probably be here next year.
Exactly.
Because he would tack on about 10 rushing touchdowns.
Right. And if I told you at the same time here, like, if Jalen Hurts had 3,500 yards, 26 touchdown passes, but only 8 interceptions, you'd sign up for that no questions asked, right?
Heartbeat.
Let me tell you something. I think Matt Rhule's a halfway decent coach, and I actually think I don't know if Baker Mayfield's ever going to be like this great NFL quarterback, but I think he's a good NFL quarterback. I'm glad he's getting a shot here. Because I hope he also understands this is probably about it for him. Like, if it doesn't go well here, he's destined to just be a backup. So
no, I think he's got a couple more years. I think this was just a
because
it was a weird situation. They got Deshaun Watson and they gave him a guaranteed contract. I thought they were going to keep him. I honestly did. After Deshaun would go for a year.
Yeah, but you can't. He was basically, I'm not playing.
He had that. He had that quote this week where he was like, If they want to come to me first, I'm more than happy to do that.
Yeah, I know. It's the other thing. It's like, because then, really, if you're the Browns, you're in a position of all the power if you did keep him, right? Because if he plays well, then you can trade him for more value. If he plays stinky, you could just cut him. So it's like they had nothing to lose really, except for a PR nightmare. But they have a PR nightmare on their hands because they got to defend what they actually did. Yeah. I mean, this guy's a creep. The people being like. The people, there's like the Twitter comments of people being like, oh, this is a mistake. We should have never let go. And then Cleveland fan be like, yeah, but we just got Deshaun Watson. And then people be like, you really? It's like, imagine being Cleveland and being like, fuck, now we got to defend this guy.
It's a Cleveland move. And the funny thing is they're paying Baker $10 million. Panthers only paying him $5 million. And he took off $3.5 million from his base. Good guy, Baker, team player. Now they have the first pick and the third pick from the 2018 draft. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're both probably mediocre quarterbacks. This is it for Sam Darnold, I guess. Heading towards a training camp battle between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold?
Yeah, they said he's going to still have to compete for the job. They only gave a fifth round pick that could turn into a fourth.
Sad if he wasn't the starter.
You want me to respect Chris Ballard for getting absolutely fleeced by Howie Roseman on the Carson Wentz deal? Like, imagine that. This is Baker Mayfield who's on his rookie deal. He's, if it doesn't work out, you can wipe your hands clean of him because his contract's over next year.
It's his fifth year option.
And you had Carson Wentz making an insane amount of money, and Howie gets a second and third, and it turned into a first and a third. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
And then they go and trade him for nothing to watch.
And they go and trade him next year.
Yeah. It's,
what a fleece by Howie Roseman. I mean, the guy fucks up a lot, but man, does he have some wins too.
So I will have an interest in the Carolina Panthers this year because I will root for Baker for a very long time.
I know you will.
Plant the flag. All right. I think that's everything. So thank you very much for listening to the Water Boys podcast presented by Crossing Broad. We will talk to you next week.